in 1962, the editorial board of the Birmingham, Alabama Post-Herald newspaper decided to get involved in politics in a big way. Newspaper editors voted to support publicly a mayor-council form of government in Birmingham, a move that would give the mayor less power. Here's a snippet of the editorial that ran on election day, after the mayor apparently suggested that he would thereinafter be the sole news source within city government. If the mayor displays such arrogant disregard of the public's right to know on the eve of the election, the editorial read, what can we expect in the future if the city commission should be retained? Let's take no chances. Birmingham deserves a better break. A vote for mayor-council government will give it to them. That language created quite a stir back then, a legal stir. Upon reading the newspaper that day, a concerned citizen of Birmingham filed a criminal complaint against the newspaper's editor-in-chief. Yep, criminal. And the police arrested the editor. Turns out that the Alabama Code of 1940 made it a corrupt practice for any person on any election day to do any electioneering or to solicit any votes. In non-legalese, you endorse a candidate or a proposition on election day on newsprint, you end up with a different sort of paper called a rap sheet. Now, you might guess that the First Amendment promise of freedom of the press would have quashed that criminal complaint as quick as, say, a rolled-up newspaper puts a stop to a buzzing fly. But the Alabama Supreme Court decided that the election day prohibition on electioneering was perfectly reasonable. It was a limitation on free speech and free press, to be sure, but one that helped to maintain orderly elections. Plus, the court reasoned, the electorate wouldn't be able to research fully anything a newspaper editorial board wrote on election day, and the public should have time to mull things over. Given all that, the court decided, a prohibition on so-called electioneering on election day, even in a newspaper editorial, was constitutional. That decision stood for more than 1 year, until the United States Supreme Court took a crack at the case. Here's a hint at where the justices came out on the matter. Whatever differences may exist about interpretations of the First Amendment, they wrote, there is practically universal agreement that a major purpose of that amendment was to protect the free discussion of governmental affairs. Free discussion, even on election day. Without it, the justices decided, the press would be silenced at a time when it could be most effective. In fact, they suggested that it was difficult for them to conceive of a more obvious and flagrant abridgment of the constitutionally guaranteed freedom of the press. Today, it's difficult to imagine that a court had decided the case in any other way. So while today electioneering can be kept to a minimum around polling places, it's clear that those newspaper endorsements we keep reading are perfectly constitutional, even on election day. I'm Amy Guida.